Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we dig into the sources and research you send our way. Today, we're tackling something critical for, well, anyone running digital campaigns. We're talking about maximizing ad efficiency and driving a higher return on ad spend, your ROAS, using artificial intelligence.
And we really want to pull out the concrete, actionable strategies here.
Right. Because AI isn't some futuristic dream anymore, is it? It's a present-day necessity if you want to stay profitable. We're seeing it everywhere, from budget allocation and analytics to, you know, chatbots and creative.
Our mission is to pinpoint exactly how these technologies unlock that efficiency, because the market is getting saturated and the cost of doing business is just climbing.
And that rising cost is really the hook for this whole deep dive. We have a stat here that makes this all feel incredibly urgent.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Google Ads average cost per click, the CPC, jumped by 14%. In 2023.
14%. Just think about what that means for a second. If your cost to get a potential customer to click goes up by that much,
you have to find a 14% efficiency gain somewhere else.
Exactly. Just to break even with last year, the market is basically putting a tax on inefficiency. If you're not optimizing with intelligence, you are spending a whole lot more just to tread water.
Okay, so let's unpack that. It feels like AI adoption in marketing just went vertical overnight. Why the massive push right now?
It's a perfect storm of market pressure and the technology finally being mature enough. And the data shows this is not a niche strategy anymore.
Not at all.
We're at a point where 84% of marketers are integrating some form of AI into their ad stack.
84. That's up from what, about 29% in 2018?
Exactly. It's an explosive growth rate. It's not an edge anymore. It's just the baseline to compete.
But hold on. If 84% are using it, where's the competitive advantage now? If everyone has the same tools, how do you actually win?
That is the crucial question. And the answer is in the execution. Adoption is high, but strategic mastery. That's still very low.
Oh, okay.
A 2024 PwC survey found that 72% of executives said AI is already giving their teams a real advantage in optimization. So it's about how you use the tools.
And the money is following that trend, right?
Oh, absolutely. The AI and marketing category is forecast to explode to over $107 billion by 2028. We're talking a compound annual growth rate of nearly 29%. This is where all the serious long-term investment is going.
So AI gives us speed, it gives us scale, but the sources we looked at really stressed this idea that seems a bit counterintuitive. They say the highest returns don't come from full automation.
No, they come from what we call the hybrid model.
The hybrid model.
Exactly. The human element is still indispensable. AI is brilliant at pattern recognition, at real-time adjustments on massive data sets, but it completely lacks context. It lacks intuition.
It can't spot that weird outlier in the data and ask why?
Precisely. And that's where your proprietary insights come from. So for you, the listener, the key is knowing when to intervene. Your team sets the strategy, they feed the AI novel insights, maybe from your own research or a cultural shift, and they interpret those strange data spikes that could signal a huge new opportunity.
Which means the biggest mistake is just set it and forget it.
That's the core weakness. You cannot do that. You have to build in regular audits of your AI tools. It's not just tweaking settings. It's about providing that human context and making sure the algorithm hasn't gotten stuck.
Right, giving it a strategic kick to explore something new.
The hybrid model, with that continuous human oversight, will always outperform full automation. Always.
Okay, let's tackle the biggest money drain. Ad spend. Budget allocation used to be this. Tightrope walk of spreadsheets and educated guesses. How is AI turning that art into a science?
By making it adaptive and predictive.
Yeah.
In real time, it just massively increases your ROAS because it shifts your budget fluidly, making sure every dollar is flowing to the highest performing areas at that exact moment.
So the days of setting a static monthly budget for each channel are over.
They're fading fast. It's much deeper than just adjusting bids now. We're looking at marginal ROAS across every channel, using multi-touch attribution to credit the entire journey.
Not just the last click.
Not just the last click. It funds the blog post that started the journey and the video they watched mid-funnel, maximizing the value of every single impression.
We saw a great example of this at scale. Meta's lookalike expansion AI. It's helped some brands scale conversions by up to 42%.
A 42% lift. That fundamentally changes the math for a growth team.
How does it do that?
It analyzes billions of data signals instantly to find new, high-converting audiences that a human would just never spot. It's seeing subtle patterns that signal purchase intent, letting it expand your target audience profitably and dynamically.
So the real edge is you're redirecting spend to what's hot, before anyone doing it manually can even catch on.
You're always positioned where the opportunity is. So for anyone listening, if you want some actionable advice here, start small. Pilot one of these AI allocation tools on a single campaign.
Just to prove the concept internally.
Right. And measure the lift. But look deeper than just ROAS. Track creative performance, track audience shifts, see how much faster you can optimize. That's where the real insight is.
Okay, so budget is one piece of the puzzle. The next headache is just the sheer amount of manual work in these complex campaigns. Let's talk workflow.
It's the only way to manage the complexity now. AI automation is taking on all those time-consuming tasks, reporting, data entry, you name it. It gives your team the runway to actually think.
To strategize and experiment.
Exactly. I mean, think about the hours you've spent manually creating ad copy variations or digging through spreadsheets to see which image is performing better.
That whole Tuesday afternoon is just gone.
It's gone. And now you can use that brain power for strategy.
So what are some of the tools our sources pointed to? It's not just one type of automation.
No, not at all. We see tools filling different strategic roles. For instance, you have HubSpot's Breeze AI, which is all about content generation. It helps you craft tailored prospecting emails or repurpose assets much faster. It's about the creation side.
Okay, so that's one piece.
Then you have something like Zapier, which is all about workflow connectivity. It lets you link all your different apps without any code, automating those repetitive processes that span multiple platforms.
And the third type?
That's the planning side. A tool like Taskade AI. It helps with the high-level strategy, creating intelligent task lists and mind maps to keep these really complex campaigns organized and structured.
That's a great distinction. It's not just saving time. It's about giving your best people the space to innovate and be precise, which is what humans are better at anyway.
It is. The key is to treat automation like a strategic layer in your ad stack, not just a collection of time savers. And you have to keep piloting new tools because sometimes the next big performance leap comes from automating one small, everyday process.
Right. This is where it gets really interesting for me. How generative AI is changing what an ad campaign even looks like. Creative has always been the slowest, most expensive bottleneck.
That is the perfect way to frame it. And the big platforms are innovating here massively. Take Google Ads. We know it uses AI for bidding, but now it has performance max campaigns.
Which are revolutionary because they bypass keywords, right?
They bypass traditional keyword constraints entirely. It moves the focus from what you think a user is searching for to their real-time intent.
How so?
The AI is analyzing signals way beyond search terms. It's looking at videos they've watched, their location, their purchase history. It discovers new queries that convert and tailors the ad to match that intent on the fly. You could never do that manually.
And then you layer on the generative AI for the creative itself.
Right. Now, marketers can produce and scale dozens of high-performing assets images, headlines, video clips in seconds. You can test a huge array of concepts almost instantly.
Which means you can be bolder.
Yeah.
The risk of trying a wild creative idea is so much lower.
And this is happening everywhere. Microsoft Advertising is introducing things like conversational ad experiences, building interaction right into the ad unit itself.
Plus, all the external tools like ChatGPT and DALL-E that have just exploded since late 2022.
Oh, brands are using them for everything. From brainstorming ideas to writing copy variations to creating images, all before it even gets to the ad platform.
So you're gaining an edge in efficiency, but also in your ability to experiment and personalize at a massive scale.
Which brings us to a key takeaway here.
Yeah.
For you, working in this space, you need to use AI analytics to dig into why a campaign resonates.
Not just what converts.
Exactly. Look at the qualitative feedback. What themes are working? Use that to make your next ad smarter than the last one. That's how you really improve ROAS over the long term.
Okay, so the final pillar here is about real-time insights and really always-on engagement.
This is critical. AI-powered analytics and 247 engagement are now core strategies. They deliver efficiency and personalization at the same time, at scale.
And customer expectations have just accelerated, right? They want answers now.
They do. And this is how you reduce friction. We're seeing tools emerge on both the analytics side and the engagement side.
So for analytics?
Think of a platform like FeedHive. It doesn't just report on what happened yesterday. It offers proactive insights like performance forecasts, or it pinpoints the absolute best time to post on social. It helps you predict what's coming next.
That's a huge shift. And then on the engagement side, you're keeping that sales pipeline open 24/7.
Exactly. You never drop a lead because of timing. A tool like the Drift Tap uses conversational AI to handle outreach around the clock. prospects are never left waiting.
It shortens the sales cycle.
Dramatically.
Right.
And similarly, something like HealthHub can train an AI on your company's unique content, your product manuals, your FAQs to instantly resolve visitor questions.
Which frees up your human support team for the really complex issues.
Right. And the market is voting with its dollars. 36% of marketers are already using AI chatbots, and 58% plan to invest even more in them this year. The message is clear. 247 personalization at scale.
So the big takeaway here is don't just plug into generic chatbot.
Please don't. You have to train it rigorously on your brand's unique content, your voice. Every touch point, automated or human, has to feel seamless and authentic. That is essential.
So when we pull this all together, it's a systemic change. AI is reshaping everything.
From how campaigns are conceptualized and budgeted, to how they're executed creatively, and finally, how they engage with customers, every single layer is being transformed.
So what does this all mean for you as you're trying to build a strategy? The data is clear. Mm. Businesses using AI are getting a real competitive advantage. They're unlocking growth that honestly just wasn't possible before.
But the key isn't just buying the tools. It's the strategic implementation. It's the continuous testing, the refinement, the hybrid approach we talked about. You have to keep auditing the results.
And looking for that uniquely human advantage.
Exactly. Which leads to, I think, a final thought for you to take away. If AI is already managing real-time bidding, if it's generating creative, if chatbots are handling engagement, the next frontier isn't just optimizing the ad. It's optimizing the entire customer journey before the ad even runs.
Wow. Okay. Unpack that.
Well, the question to ask yourself is this. How can we use predictive AI to model a customer's lifetime value or their probability of conversion before we spend the first dollar on an ad impression for them?
A shift from real-time optimization to predictive pre-spend modeling.
That's where the truly transformative profitability is going to be found.
That is definitely something profound to think about as you adapt your own strategy. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.